Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Hemingway Stories by Ernest Hemingway, as featured in the film by Ken Burns and Lynn Novick on PBS. Selected and introduced by Tobias Wolf. Read by Stacy Keach, John Bedford Lloyd, and Tobias Wolf. Introduction.
This is Tobias Wolf. On July 2, 1961, I was sitting in the parking lot at Convair Astronautics in San Diego, listening to music on the car radio while my older brother, Jeffrey, interviewed for a job with the company. Our father had been working there, but had suffered a breakdown and was hospitalized. Now it had fallen on Jeffrey, just graduated from Princeton, to support us for the next couple of months until he moved on to a teaching post in Turkey, and I began my new life at a boarding school in Pennsylvania. He could have left then, but decided to stay on with me. I had just turned 16 and was largely uneducated, and Jeffrey had taken it upon himself to prepare me for the academic rigors of my new school. So he was applying to fill the vacancy left by our father. I recount this and remember it so vividly, because that's where I was when the music stopped and the news came on, and I learned that Ernest Hemingway had killed himself. I would have been hard put to name many living writers, but Hemingway was famous enough that I had heard of him in the remoteness of Washington's Cascade Mountains, where I'd lived the last 5 years. You saw pictures of him in magazines, at a hunting camp in Africa, casting a line from his boat in Florida, leaving Madison Square Garden after a boxing match, or just sitting at his typewriter. You understood that he was important, a figure like Winston Churchill, or John Wayne, or Mickey Mantle. For all of Hemingway's fame, few of the people I knew had actually read him. I hadn't read much myself, only The Old Man and the Sea, which a friend's mother gave me, and one short story, The Killers, that I'd happened upon in an anthology of detective fiction. Despite the title, nobody got
sample complete. Ready to continue?